we join our voices together like that. Don't you love it?
Yes.
I think it's healthy.
Yes.
Well, who are you waving at there?
The angel. The angel.
Oh, thank you for sharing your voices, everybody. Thank you for sharing your voices. I hope that everybody gets to meet everybody. You know most everyone here. You don't know this man in the second row right here, though. And he just faded away. Oh, he's gone. You should have taken a quick look because he's gone now. Oh, he's back again. This is a time when, you know, your spiritual thoughts are really so precious to you that it's not easy to get up for the first time and express them. It's not easy because they are so, again, so much a part of you, so precious, so deep within us. And so sometimes on Wednesday, I don't think this young lady has ever talked here on Wednesday before anyway, but it may be her first time. But I remember my first time all those years ago. Did you know that I'm going to be at the church 50 years? 50 years. I must have been here before I was born. 50 years. Oh. Well, anyhow, and I found this church and I never left it. It just, everything that I was hearing at this church was just what I had already felt to be true. I just couldn't go to a church where they could say that God, that's love, would let you burn forever in hell. Oh, that's an insult to God, I think. But we're all on a learning path down here. And it's nice when you have what you feel is advanced thinking, maybe thinking a little bit more spiritually or lovingly than you had, and all of a sudden it's feeling better and better to you. And so we don't look for great speakers here at this church. We look for people who speak from their heart. And we're going to have a young lady speak from her heart tonight. I've never heard her speak up like why we'll get to hear her tonight, but I'm going to love every minute of it. And that's our Kelsey.
I guess she already said my name, so I don't have to say it again. It's the second time I'm actually speaking.
Really? Is this your second time?
Yep.
Oh, you did it before here?
Yep, and it's not...
I just wanted to prove to you my mind is fading as well as my eyesight and hearing and everything else.
It's not easy the second time around, so I'll tell you guys that right now. So I was struggling with what I wanted to talk about. People asked me last night, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to talk about? And I'm like, I don't know. I've been thinking about it for a while. And I think even before Millie said something, I was thinking and different things came to mind. So I came up with, I'm going to talk about belief. I initially was going to call it manifesting. But I believe that manifesting and belief are pretty much, to me, similar or pretty much the same. So I'll go into it a little more. I'm not going to tell you guys a long story about myself. That's not going to happen tonight. Maybe in the future, but not tonight. I'm going to tell you some of my stories in regards to my beliefs and manifesting and how things came about. So hopefully, like Millie says, take whatever you feel is right for you. And hopefully something that I say tonight will resonate with you and it will help. So that's the hope. Okay. So, and I already lost my train of thought. Okay. So we all want something, right? Whether it's a new house, love, a new job, we want money, or we want our loved ones back from, you know, we want people to be happy, or we want to grow spiritually, or we want to be okay mentally. We all want something, right? We all want whether it's something for us or for somebody else, we want something. And so we want to manifest it. Some of us are better than others at doing that. And some of us, I think, manifest things that are not necessarily what we want, right? So everything is out there. Everything is in the universe. So how do we get what we want? So in my experience, we must believe so hard in what we want that we manifest it. And that's why I changed the talk from like manifesting to belief. I love quotes. Some of you already know, so I'm going to start with a quote. Keep your dreams alive. Understand to achieve anything requires faith and believing yourself. Vision, hard work, determination, and dedication. Remember that all things are possible for those who believe. And that was said by Gail Devers. So I've read many books about manifesting. And they all have kind of like the similar saying or similar things of what you should do to manifest things, right? So I'll give you a couple of them. I'm not going to go into all of them. And then if you guys want, I have like something at the end. If you want a copy, you can definitely have that. Okay. So one of the things that you can do to manifest is adopt an attitude of gratitude. So if you are grateful about what you have already, then you'll receive more. Visualize living your dreams with a feeling. And I'll go more into that a little later. Create a new identity. Clean up your clutter, because you can't ask for something new and you still have a whole bunch of stuff that's old. You have to get rid of that to get new stuff in, right? Physically prepare for your dreams to arrive. Ask for divine guidance. Let go of attachment to outcomes and follow your intuition. You know what's right with you. You know what you want. And when you manifest for your highest good. You manifest for what you want that's not hurting somebody else. So I was raised Catholic, and for a long time, because I was a child, I did not like the Catholic Church. So I stopped believing in the Bible. And because of different things that happened in my life, I also stopped believing in God and all these other things. So it is because of Millie and this church that I'm actually going to quote something from the Bible. And I would never think that I would be talking and especially quoting something from the Bible. But I read this up the other day and I was like, huh, even Jesus did this. So maybe there's something to it. So this is from John 11:38-44, from the New International Version of it. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. I don't know if you guys remember that. But when I read it, I was like, oh. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. He said, take away the stone. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up at the Father and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they believe, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called out loud, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and clothing around his face. Jesus said to them, take off grave clothes and let him go. So even back then, when I read that, I was like, even him sound like believe so others could believe, right? So from this verse, even Martha, like he told her, like, you have to believe. And he said, feel it. So if you feel it, it happens, right? You can make your own interpretation about it, but that's the interpretation that I came about, that when you ask, because even God asked his Father, God, right? So we ask God, we ask Jesus, we ask the universe, we ask our spirit guide, we ask our ancestors, we ask whoever to like manifest whatever we want. So that's why I quoted the Bible. Can't believe it. But so when I was a kid, apparently my aunt told me, because I don't remember this, I always wanted to go to Hollywood. I always said, I'm going to Hollywood, I'm going to Hollywood, I'm going to Hollywood. I wanted to be an actress when I was young, still do. So about maybe 11 years ago, I ended up driving to San Diego and going to LA and going to Hollywood. This to me at that time was impossible. I was a kid. Dominican Republic is a third world country. My family was very poor. I would never in a million years would have thought that I would actually be standing at the Hollywood sign. And I was like, oh. So even when I was young, without knowing what manifesting was, without I believed so hard, and I said it so many times, that it actually happened. So that was one of the things that manifested when I was a kid. So some of you already know this part of the story. So I came, like I said, I came to visit San Diego 11 years ago. I actually wanted to move to Santa Barbara because it's beautiful. It's by the beach and it's just peaceful. However, things ended up not happening that way. And I came to visit San Diego a few times more. My sister used to live here. So I came to visit her. And so finally I decided, like, I want to move to San Diego. And I want to move to San Diego and I want to live by the beach. It took me 5 years. And then one day I decided and I said, I'm going to go to San Diego. I'm going to live by the beach. I drove cross country. I had no job. I lived with my sister and my niece and nephew. I went to a friend's wedding in North Carolina. And I called, there was an ad on Craigslist that there was an apartment. I didn't know San Diego. I knew that I was looking at OB, at IB, like places like that, but I knew nothing. So there was a place that opened up and it was Saturday. And I called and I'm like, no one is going to answer on a Saturday. Well, the lady actually did answer. And I was coming back like on that Sunday. So she said, come see the apartment on the Monday. So I went with my sister, my niece and my nephew. We loved the apartment. And then I found out it was 2 blocks away from the beach. I got a call like the next day saying that I got the apartment. So I didn't, again, I at that point, that was like 4 years ago at this point, I hadn't read many books about manifesting. I just had the feeling I just knew. People were like, you're going to move without a job? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty fine. And they thought I was crazy, which part of it I am. But I knew and I believed. So when you have it in your core, when you know that you know, things just happen, right? So that was something else that manifested. So I'll give you one last story. I'm a social worker, for those of you that don't know. In social work, there are certain things that you have to do. So you can either stay a social worker and you can become like, you could be an associate social worker or you can become a licensed clinical social worker. For that, you have to take a test. You have to pay a lot of money to take that test. And if you don't pass it, you have to take it again and again and again. This is the first time I'm actually admitting this publicly. I failed that test 3 times. I gave up many times. I was like, I'm not doing this. It felt pretty bad. I'm like, and it's not about your intelligence, right? It's a test. But I felt like I'm not passing it. Maybe it's not meant to be. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to take it. Even if I stop doing social work, I'm going to take it and I'm going to pass the test. So I took it for the 4th time. I studied more. And the thing that I did differently was there was a CD of visualizing and relaxing. And one of the things that the meditation was you visualize what's going to happen after the test. What are you going to do? How are you going to feel? So I started seeing who was the first person I was going to call after I passed the test, how I was going to feel, where I was going to go celebrate after this, because it's been 4 tries already. And I just kept on feeling that over and over again. And that excitement the night before, I just kept on feeling it and just kept on being happy and happy and happy and happy. I also feel that there was Donna here. She called me and she's like, I feel like there's something off with you. And then she did a session with me over the phone. We clear stuff or something. So I believe that helped. Again, that belief. It opened things up. The next day, I told no one. I went and took the test. It took me forever, I feel like, but I passed. And I did exactly what I thought I was going to do, the first person I was going to call and how I was going to react and where I was going to go and celebrate. So I feel like when you really feel it, when you know what you want and you put it down and you just every day, even if it doesn't happen today, even if it doesn't happen tomorrow, it's going to happen. It's going to happen when the time is right. But it will happen. So the first step to me to just making something happen is feeling it. You have to feel it. It's the first thing, because we as human beings, we feel things, and that's what drives us. Our heart is what drives us. So if we are not passionate about what we want, if we just be like, yeah, I want this, but you're not going after it with your heart, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not, it's just going to stay still. Right? So I think that we all, whether it's just to be okay, just to have another day, we all really just want to be okay, whatever that is for you. And sometimes it's not easy because we lose people that we love and we care about. We lose our jobs or we lose material things. But the only thing, and the only thing that they always say, right, the last thing that you lose is hope. And that's a feeling. So when you're there, when you're at that moment where you feel that you can't, right, that you're like, I can't believe it anymore, don't stop believing. I mean, we have all those Disney movies. They're Disney movies. But it's all about belief. It's all about believing in something that's either magical, that's not real, but we make it real, right? The thing that just happened with, you know, in France, right? The church. It's incredible, you know? And people always come together. And that's about our connection as humans. That's about our feelings, right? And that belief that that church was so much part of something, whether it's this church, that church, whatever, we're all here sitting together because we all believe in something. We can't see it, right? We believe in God. We believe in Jesus. We believe in spirit and our loved ones. We believe in whatever it is that each one of us believes in. We can't see it, but we believe in it. And when we believe, we have that sensation, that feeling. Then we feel the energy. Then we feel the tingling. And so we keep on coming, right? That's why I keep on coming to the church, because you feel the love. You feel the connection. And so, but you can't see it. But if you wouldn't believe in whatever it is, in the higher power, God, Jesus, none of us would be here at this church. So I want you guys, before I finish, because I think I have only 5 more minutes, I want you guys to think about, if tonight you go home and you want to do something and you feel like, well, I've tried that before, try something different, try something new, try feeling it from how you're going to feel when that actually happens, right? We always feel like, if this happens tomorrow, then I'm going to feel better. Feel better now. Like, okay, this already happened. I'm already feeling happy because it already happened. And so that's what you're going to attract, because you're already feeling like, yes, I got it, or whatever it is. And it really does help, you know, create a new identity, create a new you. Every day is a new day. Every day to manifest in the morning. If it didn't work yesterday, guess what? I'm going to visualize it today. I'm going to feel it today, and it'll work today. And the next day, the same thing, and things will start to shift. I did all the things, well, I've probably done more, but I did all those things without realizing it, without even knowing that I was manifesting things, but just because I believed. I was in the Dominican Republic, and I came on Monday, and I had the middle seat. I was coming from Florida to San Diego in the middle seat. And I was like, and I ask, and they're like, it's a full flight. You cannot move your seat. And I talked to a friend, and he was like, well, I guess you're out of luck. And I'm like, the day is not over yet. I will get a seat by the aisle. Sure enough, I got there, and there was a wife and a husband. And he's like, do you mind if you sit by the aisle? I'm like, do I mind? Thank you. And I was like, yep, nope. And so then I text my friend. I was like, you see, you believe it. When you believe it, it just... it happens, like little things like that. Follow your intuition. You know, whatever it is, just, it's your gut. You're connected. We're all powerful. And I think we forget so many times. I think most of us are up here instead of here. And I think that's why Jesus did so many things that he did, because he came from here. And so it was easy to manifest. We put barriers on our own, right? We put blocks where there are none. We imagine that. So let's imagine that there are none. The impossible can become possible. You know? So that's what I have. So what I want you guys to walk away with tonight is to know that you are loved, because I feel like sometimes we are surrounded by people, but sometimes we can feel very alone. And sometimes we can feel very sad. And we can smile, but we're dying inside. And so if you start changing that, things will always and also start changing for you. When you walk through the door, you can feel that you're loved, at least here. So even when you're home, when you're sad, just remember, you had a smile here. That's better than the day before, maybe, or 2 minutes ago when something else happened. I want you to walk away feeling the positive energy, whether it's here, whether it's your garden, whatever it is that your happy place is, or whatever you draw the positive energy, that's where I want you to walk away with tonight. I want you to know, and I want you to feel, because I feel like sometimes we're like, yeah, things are possible and blah, 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 and, you know, but things are. You can make a change and things can happen, and the impossible can be possible. I mean, there are people that are not able, right, to walk without feet and hands, and they do the impossible. They're running marathons. So the impossible can happen if you just believe. Just believe, believing yourself, and just believing your dreams. And I'll leave you with a quote, because I love quotes. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And that was said by Eleanor Roosevelt. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. It's all about belief. Thank you.
Wow, what do you think of that kid? She does some tall thinking, doesn't she? And that just rolled out of her so easily, huh? Thank you, Kelsey. That was wonderful, honey. Well, I enjoyed it. I really thought you shared your thoughts with us in such a wonderful way. Wow.